This goes to Betsy Levand. It's L-E-V like Victor, A-N-D like David. Fax 866-419-3504. And Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. Fax 989, and I don't know the rest, regarding Patricia Loveless, L-O-V, like Victor E-L-E-S-S. Date of birth, February 27th, 1942. Dear Betsy and Dr. Akkad, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Miss Loveless with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and chronic anemia. Her last visit was November 28th of last year. She had a very severe right calf wound that she developed when she was traveling to Hawaii. She got very ill. She was septic, and she had to go to the wound clinic for many months to heal that wound. And then she had a CAT scan of the thorax and abdomen, and she was found to have both kidneys were found to be atrophic, and several non-obstructive stones were found. And she did have severe aortic stenosis. So a month ago, she's had TAVR, all capital, T like Tom, A like aortic, V like valve, R like replacement with screen placement. And she is feeling very much less fatigued than she was prior to surgery. Before surgery, she could only do half of a chore, like sweeping the floor with in her kitchen. Then she had to sit down and rest before she could get back up and complete the chore. Now she can do yard work and all kinds of things that she couldn't do prior to aortic valve surgery. She does occasionally experience some fluttering in her chest since the aortic valve was replaced. She's mentioned it to the people at cardiac rehab, and they do monitor her continuously during rehab, but they have not found any arrhythmia to date. And she's not currently experiencing the fluttering. She will be seeing her cardiologist within the next week and plans to discuss this with them. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No chest pain, no blood or melena in the stool. She does have the chronic malabsorption and severe diarrhea, which is intermittent. No current edema, no claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, several medications have been changed. She's off daily Lasix, but is asking if she can take 20 milligrams once in a while, once daily, maybe once a month, or how often would that be safe, she's asking. So she's currently not taking any. Januvia was discontinued, as was glimepiride and Actos, also omeprazole. And she was started on Lantus, 10 units once daily at bedtime. So far, that is helping her sugars. And she's now on an aspirin, 81 milligram daily. She still takes oral iron, 325 milligram, 2 daily. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. Zenpep, pancreatic enzymes, she takes 2 of them 3 times a day. She has eye drops for glaucoma in the left eye. Centrum Silver daily, Crestor 5 milligram daily, and sodium bicarbonate is 650 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, her weight is 119 pounds, and this is only 1 pound lower than it was 6 months ago. Pulse 70, oxygen saturation 99% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 64. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension or lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, I don't hear any early or late beats, no murmur. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And the wound on her right lower posterior calf is healed. LAIBS. Most recent LAIBS studies were done May 10th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.4, which is improved. Estimated GFR is 38. Albumin 3.8. Calcium is 8.5. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.0. Hemoglobin 9.6. Previous level was 9.4. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, but we would like her to continue to get labs monthly, especially in light of the recent aortic valve replacement. 2, diabetic nephropathy with improving blood sugar control. 3, chronic anemia, and the patient will schedule an appointment to see Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. She may need some IV iron again to help support her chronically low hemoglobin. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, M.D.